Hello, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenlatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, an interview with somebody in the podcast space, tips on podcasting, and so much more. So let's get into it, shall we? Today's episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to you in part by Sleep Meditation for Women. Can't sleep? Insomnia? Mind racing with worries and a never-ending to-do list? Tune in to Sleep Meditation for Women podcast and let these guided meditations help you ease into sleep peacefully. This show boasts tons of sleep meditations created for those who identify as women or anyone who feels called to listen. Brought to you by the Women's Meditation Network and hosted by Katie Krimitzos. Get comfy, press play, and let yourself be guided into dreamland. Learn more about the Sleep Meditation for Women podcast at the link in our show notes. We are also proud to be supported this week by Ignite Your Podcast Start. Do you have a podcast idea, but the next steps are overwhelming? Do you wish you could talk to an expert for personalized step-by-step guidance? For the first time ever, Christina Barcy, founder and CEO of podcast development and production agency Avant House Media, is teaching a small class of just five people. The class will be held once a week for 4 weeks, starting June 23rd. Christina Barcy has produced over 600 podcast episodes and has been podcasting since 2013. Click the link in the show notes to apply for your spot in this podcast development course and build your foundation to a successful podcast journey. Hey, welcome to the show. How has your week been? In case you're a new listener, I'm Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm here today and every week with podcast recommendations and community updates that you won't want to miss. Let's get into it. When it comes to the fight for women's equality, I'm sure you've all heard of the glass ceiling, right? Glass ceiling is a term that refers to the invisible barrier that prevents women or other underrepresented groups from succeeding past a certain level in a profession. But have you ever heard of the celluloid ceiling? I had not. Like glass, celluloid is a transparent substance. It's a type of thin, flammable plastic material that's used nowadays in the manufacturing of guitar picks, musical instruments, and table tennis balls. Most notably, though, and for the purposes of this episode, celluloid was used to create early motion picture film. The celluloid ceiling, then, you may be able to connect the dots at this point, refers to the invisible or often ignored barrier that prevents women or other underrepresented groups from excelling in the film and television industry. Specifically, it usually refers to off-camera roles. According to a 2021 report by San Diego State University, quote, women comprise 25% of directors, writers, producers, executive producers, editors, and cinematographers working on the top 250 grossing films in 2021, end quote. This week's theme is Women in Entertainment, and it's curated by Michelle Simone Miller, host of the podcast Mentors on the Mic. Her podcast recommendations are about women on all sides of the entertainment industry, both on and off camera, from showrunners to actors, and from the U.S. to Zimbabwe. In just a moment, Michelle will tell us about her podcast picks and her work in the entertainment and podcasting spaces. After that, I'll give you a sneak peek into our Pridecast section of this week's newsletter. Then we'll tell you about our spotlight pick, Vigilante. Finally, I'll share some podcast community updates, including extra recommendations, Tribeca Film Festival podcast announcements, and more. Here's Michelle with this week's podcast recommendations.
Hi, my name is Michelle Simone Miller. I'm an actress, communications coach, and host of the popular entertainment-based podcast Mentors on the Mic. I have credits in TV, film, theater, and commercials, including roles on Blue Bloods, Homeland, Winter's Tale, and more. I also love to use my acting background and training to teach clients professional development and communication skills with a specialty in public speaking, storytelling, and on-camera media training. I am the host and producer of Mentors on the Mic, where I interview incredible people in the entertainment industry about how they started and how they moved up. My guests include showrunner of popular television shows, producers, directors, writers, actors, and more. People talk all the time about the idea of mentors and how to get them. So we break down in episodes how to get mentors, how to sustain long-term relationships with them, and how we can learn from a mentor's career and experiences in our own journeys. For this playlist, the theme I chose was women and entertainment. I love listening to powerful women as they share their stories and experiences in the entertainment industry. I find that many of them have never seemed to dwell about what it means to be a woman in the industry. They acknowledge what that means for them, and they soar. My first episode pick is from Mentors on the Mic, where I interview showrunner and co-creator of the incredible shows Friends and Grace and Frankie. Marta discusses her transition from theater to television, the start of Friends, and why she had to fight for Matthew Perry and Jennifer Aniston, the misunderstanding that led to the creation of Grace and Frankie, and more. She shares her wisdom and advice, including the number one thing she wants actors to know when they walk into auditions, and the incredible story she hasn't sold yet. Her journey lends so much wisdom and mentorship in less than an hour. My second pick is the hysterical podcast, Smartless, specifically their interview with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. If you haven't listened to the comedic gold that is Smartless, run. Don't walk. I mean, Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes banter and joke throughout the interview, and the ads are even fun to listen to. Julia Louis-Dreyfus really shines in this episode. Even if you aren't a huge fan of her content and her shows, you will love listening to her stories, particularly her hysterical audition story for the film About Last Night. My third pick is the Awards Chatter podcast with Halle Berry. To me, the host of the Awards Chatter podcast, Scott Feinberg, is the OG of TV film interviews. Every interview is thorough, well-researched, humorous, poignant, and you learn so much about each guest. I mean, this podcast is run by The Hollywood Reporter, so it makes sense. It was hard for me to choose one, so I chose an episode with the incredible Halle Berry. We go from her beginnings to auditions to movies to life post-Oscar. She's just amazing. My fourth pick is Feel the Good with Shawl, which is a podcast with Shawl, who in this particular episode interviews television host Gia Peppers. If you're looking for a breath of fresh air in an interview, Shawl's Feel the Good podcast is for you. She starts every episode with a moment of gratitude and proceeds to interview the most interesting people. Gia Peppers is an incredible on-air talent, entertainment journalist, and podcaster, and her interview is equal parts engaging, enticing, and informative. My fifth and final pick is Zim Excellence with host Von Guy. She focuses on exclusive, insightful, and honest conversations from Zimbabwean trailblazers all over the world. In one particularly wonderful episode, she interviews Zimbabwean actress Zibongile Malambo, whose TV credits include Lovecraft Country, God Friended Me, Message from the King with Chadwick Boseman, Black Lightning, and many more. She also became the face of one of Nivea's biggest African campaigns. It was so interesting to hear her story from her roots in Zimbabwe to her move to Los Angeles. I hope you loved this playlist and get as much from these strong, powerful women in entertainment as I have. Let me know what you think on Instagram at Michelle Simone Miller or at Mentors on the Mic. Season 4 of my podcast comes back at the end of this summer, but I'm going to share some really incredible interviews between now and then with some amazing people in the industry. Check out Mentors on the Mic podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Bye for now.
Earbuds is supported by the Woo Lab. What is the meaning of life? Is there an afterlife? Are we alone? Tune into the Woo Lab podcast with Chelsea and Michonne, professional researchers and longtime friends, as they search for answers at the intersections of science and spirituality. This podcast explores the supernatural, the paranormal, and beyond by consulting perspectives ranging from ancient wisdom to modern psychology to quantum physics. Along the way, Chelsea and Michonne make the journey fun and relatable by sharing their own wildly humbling experiences dabbling in the unknown. You can find the Woo Lab at woolabpod.com, That's WOOLabPod.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you to Michelle Simone Miller for curating this week's list of podcast picks for Earbuds. As usual, Michelle's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode and are available in newsletter form at earbuds.audio. Do you want to be our next Earbuds curator? As a curator, you submit a list of your favorite podcast picks, and you can also record a voice clip, just like Michelle did, to tell us about those podcasts. Anyone can curate a list. Find a link to the application form in our newsletter. Next up, I want to remind you of the exciting collaboration that we're doing with Studio 71 to celebrate Pride Month. For the month of June, we're dedicating extra space each week in our newsletter to podcasts produced and hosted by folks who identify as part of the LGBTQ+ community. This section is called Pridecasts, and you can find it in our newsletter. This week, we're highlighting 8 shows. Podcasts that will bring you sex positivity, fashion, sci-fi adventures, demons, karaoke, and a dog. Here are some of the shows that we're featuring. Shout out to We're Having Gay Sex, The Greatest Song Ever Sung Poorly, Confronting Demons with Megan Stalter, Like a Virgin, and Two Idiots and a Dog. If you're intrigued by the titles of any of those podcasts, you can find them in your favorite podcast app and subscribe. And to have your podcast featured in this section, apply at the link in our show notes. Thank you to Studio 71 for sponsoring this section. Next up, it's spotlight time. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. Podcasters, if you want your podcast spotlight in our newsletter and on the homepage of our website, we have an application link in the show notes of this episode. This week, we're spotlighting Vigilante from Cast Media. By the way, I am just a huge fan of Cast Media shows. You have probably previously heard or seen me raving about The Opportunist. Great show. Today, it is all about Vigilante, which I'm also loving. Here is what it's about. Tim Miller is a famous search and rescuer in Dickinson, Texas. He has helped track down more than 300 missing persons. After 38 years of searching, he's now convinced that he's finally solved his own daughter's murder. In the first season of Vigilante, Ali Conti explores the human cost of Tim's singular obsession with the case. From the people he's falsely accused in the past, to the current girlfriend that he's put in the crosshairs of a possible serial killer. As Ali prepares to interview the suspect in person, she grapples with whether she might be the latest victim of Tim's vigilantism. Find the link to listen to this podcast in our show notes or on the homepage at earbuds.audio. And next, some things you might love if you love podcasts. Rogue Maker just released its 3rd episode. This sci-fi whodunit mystery features music, intercepted fast food advertisements, and things that should never be found. Link to listen in our show notes. My new newsletter, This and That with Ariel Nissenblatt, released its 1st issue. If you like Earbuds and you want more recommendations, podcasting tips, and overall quirky fun, please subscribe. You won't regret it. Link in the show notes of this episode. Congratulations to Taylor and Katie, 2 sisters and borderline obsessed Marvel fans, who have been following the Marvel Cinematic Universe closely for years. They are celebrating the 1-year anniversary of the trailer drop of their podcast, Let's Talk Marvel Fan Theories. Link to listen in our show notes. The brand new issue of Pod Bible is out now, featuring interviews with Saruti Bala and Hannah McGuire from Redheaded and Jess Robinson from Stars in Your Ears, plus the usual reviews and recommendations for shows big and small, new and old. I Was Never There from Wonder Media Network premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival on June 9th. I've been following Wonder Media Network closely for years. They have a ton of hits. I really recommend this show. I've been enjoying it a lot so far. Check it out at the link in our show notes. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you again to Nina Joss, our newsletter and podcast coordinator, for co-writing this week's episode. Feedback with Earbuds is written by me, Ariel Nissenblatt. It's mixed and designed by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. The newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonsky. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.